Bank of Cardiff, this is Sam.
Hi, we got an offer through our business from your company, and I wanted to get some information on it.
Oh, sure, yeah. Did you have the 16-digit reservation code on that offer?
Yes, 2211-3501-0042. I'm sorry, let me start over.
Okay.
2211-3501-0000-2110.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to pull your file up here. All right, and who am I speaking with?
My name is Kim.
Kim, okay. Kim, my name's Sam. I'll be helping you out. All right. Now, just a couple quick basic questions for you to confirm, you know, what we have on file here. What is the name of the business that you're calling with?
Oklahoma Glass and Mirror.
Oklahoma Glass and Mirror. Okay. And what is the best number to reach on in case we do get disconnected?
993-1823.
Uh-huh. Okay, perfect. And then let me take a look here. It looks like we have your address down as 10861 East Sycamore in Claremore. Is that correct?
Well, that's our home address.
Okay, is that perhaps the billing address for the business?
Not normally.
No? Okay, what's the address of the business?
620 North J.M. Davis Boulevard.
That's the letter J.M. Davis?
Yes.
Okay, all right. All right, and are you guys, is it an LLC?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. How long have you guys been in business over there?
We've owned it a little bit over 2 years. It's been in business probably over 20.
Oh, okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner, or how's that breakdown go?
My husband and I own it.
Okay, perfect. All right, so let's see here, Kim. We do have a lot of, you know, different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me, you know, a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, two different things. We've gotten several offers, so I'm making several calls.
Sure.
We're wanting to hire somebody and do some more marketing. And with the glass and mirror side of it, we would use part of the money for that. As well as paying off some debt, like the old owner. We have a payment that we make to him every month that we would consider paying off with this, depending on the interest rate. And then the second side of it is we are getting into remodeling and selling and renting houses. And I didn't know, some places will help with that and some will not.
Okay, yeah, sure. All right. We do have, you know, some programs that it would fit in for you. Typically for the working capital programs that we have, it's unsecured cash that you can spend however you see fit. So you'd be able to put it towards, you know, remodeling and selling.
Okay.
Now, did you have a ballpark idea on, you know, a total amount that you were looking for?
No, not really.
Okay.
I know some things we want to pay off, but this set up to $250,000, we won't need near that much.
Okay. All right.
He wanted me to see what we could get approved for.
Yeah, and that's a good way to go about the process. What we can do is, you know, we'll see what's available to you. Go ahead, get you approved for the largest amount. You don't necessarily have to use that full amount. You can choose how much you want, and then we can kind of work from there. Now,
some of the other places are basing it like on our credit card sales, where they'll take it out of our account automatically, and you know, and I don't know. And some of them are an SBA loan, some are an equity line. You know, what is that with you?
Okay, now we have, you know, pretty much all of those available. We don't do just one thing. I'm not sure, you know, who else you've spoken to. A lot of them are just kind of specialized, like they'll only do the credit cards. We definitely have that as an option, but it's not our only option. We work with, like I said, a lot of different programs. So usually the best way to go about it is to just, you know, see what you qualify for and give you a few different options and fit what works, what makes the most sense for you, and then go from there. So if the credit cards is something that, you know, a lot of the times the credit cards are nice because, you know, if you have a slow day or something like that, you don't have to, you know, your payment gets adjusted with it. But, you know, if that's not something you're looking for, we have other options as well.
And is it based on a flat fee or an interest?
So typically, you know, and again, we have a lot of different programs, so it'll depend on what we fit you into. But typically, you know, the amount that we'll approve you for is going to be based off of your gross annual sales, so your top line revenue. And then from there, we'll give you a total amount that you can qualify for or that you're approved for. And then from there, you can choose a term that fits for you. And then the rate is going to vary with the type of term that you choose. So usually our terms will range anywhere from 3 months to, you know, 24 months, sometimes 36. But, you know, to be honest, for first time borrowers, that one's kind of rare. So you're looking more along the lines of 3 months to 24 months. If you want to, if you're going to make your money back quick, like if you're, you know, remodeling and selling a house and you're going to make the money back in, you know, 3 months, it doesn't make sense to do a 24 month term where you're paying more interest. But, you know, all those options would be on the table for you.
Is there any penalty for prepayment?
No, actually there's not. We actually offer a discount for it, which is a little different than a lot of other programs that you would fit yourself into. Now, did you have an idea of how soon you were looking to get the funds?
Well, just whenever we decide to apply and see about getting approved.
Sure. Okay. I said, no, if there was a specific, a lot of times there's like a specific timeline that people are dealing with, so I want to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay. Not really. Now, how old is your company?
We've been around for, I think, just about 15 years.
And are you based in the state?
We are. We're actually based in San Diego, California. We have a few different locations, but based in San Diego.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Now, just a couple quick questions for you, just to, you know, kind of get an idea of, you know, where you would fit in, what would be available to you. What do you guys do for your yearly gross revenue?
Last year we did about $330,000, and we're projected this year to do a little over 350, probably.
A little over 350. Okay. All right. And then.
Yeah, that's what I was.
So if you, I mean.
And that's just the glass and mirror. That's not, you know, if we got more income from the houses or whatever.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Okay. Now, with the glass and mirror, is a large amount of your sales done through credit cards?
Exactly. And that's.
Probably $5,000 to $7,000 a month.
Oh, okay. Okay. $5,000 to $7,000. All right. And then how about as far as your personal credit goes? How would you say that is? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Let me tell you why.
Have that on another sheet of paper. We had some flow quite some time ago. And it's about high sixes now. I don't know what that is.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you know, that's right around the national average. And really, a lot of the programs, if credit is an issue, it's not that big of a factor to worry about. Just because, like I said, we base a lot of it on the sales. In order, you know, to get you an approval, we take a look at it's the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements, as well as the most recent tax return that you have. So we'll take a look at the cash flow and get an idea for what the strength of the business is like. And then from there, give you some options. Now,
okay.
Do you guys...
One of the things on the taxes is we did file an extension this year.
Oh, okay.
So would last year's work, I mean, would the year before work?
Absolutely. If you have an extension, 2014 works just fine.
Okay.
It does, because what we'll do to, you know, establish the, you know, the amount of sales that you're looking at is we mainly get it from the bank statements. So doing 2014's tax return isn't going to hinder that. but it'll still fulfill the requirements that we need to submit it. So we're still in business if you just have 2014.
Okay.
Now, do you guys currently have any other business loans out?
Well, we've got an equity line that we have debt on that will show up on the credit. I want to say it's around, let me look here just a minute.
Sure. Sure.
I think it's around $13,000.
Oh, okay. And that's fine. That's fine. Being an equity line, it's not really going to affect what's going to be available to you.
We do have a note with them also that's about $7,000.
Okay. All right. All right. Now let's see here. Okay. So here's a question for you. You know, if you had to put a ballpark idea on, you know, an amount of a loan that you'd be able to work with, whereabout would that be?
Let me look.
Just so I can give you some reasonable expectations here.
So that 75 wouldn't be to pay off more with that 70.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, I mean you would still have about.
I'm gonna say 75,000.
Okay.
That's just a guesstimate. You know, I'd need to visit with my husband, but would that give you an idea?
Yeah, absolutely, and that's something that we can work with here. Looking at your sales, you can probably get something at least in the ballpark. Now. Couple questions about, you know, the use of the funds here. I know a new hire. So are you expanding a little? Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Okay. And then what type of marketing do you guys primarily do or are you looking to do?
Well, right now all we do is Facebook. We want to get our website up and running. When we bought the business, it was very outdated, and so we want to do that, and there's some local advertising that we would like to pay for.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, nice. That's a good little plan. You know, I deal with a lot of the businesses that we work with use the working capital for marketing campaigns and developing websites.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to say, having a website makes a world of a difference.
I'm sure. Yeah.
It absolutely does. Now, how about as far as the remodeling and, you know, selling the homes, what type of, you know, return do you guys, you know, see coming out of that?
Okay, what do you want me to do? What?
I don't really know. I mean, I had that wrote down before. I mean, we hope to do... We would like to think, you know, that we could flip about 3 a year minimum, which would hopefully bring about 75 to 90.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, I don't know for sure.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'm just trying to get an idea of, you know, what you're looking at moving forward, not just right now, but, you know, for the future, too.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, after that, we would do some rentals. But...
Oh, nice. Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. You know, Kim, what I see, I mean, that's some good information to work with right now. We at least can, you know, we've at least established that there's something there that we can, you know, kind of pursue. What's a good email address to send you something over to?
It's my first initial and last name, so it's KKNAUST. You know what, I'm sorry. Let me give you my business one.
Okay.
Do Kim... dot Oklahoma Glass at gmail.com.
Kim.OklahomaGlass@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, so what I'll do is I will send you an email right now. It will have the application. It's just one page. It's pretty simple and straightforward. And then I'll also have a list of what I would need to get you guys an approval. It's the 6 months of the bank statements, the most recent tax return, and then also, since you do accept credit cards, 4 months of the merchant processing statements just to show the credit card sales. From there, we can go ahead and get you an approval, usually in about 24 hours, with, you know, the amount that you qualify for and then different options for terms and rates to see, like I said, what makes the most sense for you. So I think that's pretty much the point that we would be at right now. It's a pretty simple process. Does that sound like all, you know, are those all things that you have pretty handy?
I can get them by next week. Now, on the processing statements, why do you need those?
So it just shows the it just gives a clearer picture of the cash flow of the business. The approval is going to be based on your sales. So if it's a significant part of your sales, they like to take a look at it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll visit with him this evening. I don't think I can get it all to you by tomorrow, but if not, I could do that by next week.
Okay, no problem. So what I'll do is I'll put the email together for you right now. On the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, feel free. You can shoot me an email or you can give me a call.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me, Kim, before you let me go?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, perfect. Well, you know, it's a pleasure meeting you. It definitely seems like we'll have some options for you that can probably help the business. I'll go ahead. I'll send the email to you right now. And like I said, if you have any questions, go ahead, give me a call.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I do have one question.
Oh, sure.
Can you give any kind of idea on the interest? I mean,
so
I don't want to say 20, you know.
Yeah, it's difficult to say. It's difficult to say. Do you have any idea what type of term you're looking for?
No, I don't, because you said the most you could do is probably 24 months.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Some people come in looking, you know, where they think they see that they're going to have a return quicker, so they're looking for a shorter loan. Others are looking for, a lot of times, the longest possible. So there is a wide range within there. So it really depends on that. And then inside of that, it's hard to give an exact, because we have to take a look at, you know, the strength of the cash flow, things like that I can't really see right now.
Right.
But it's very easy to give you hard numbers on it. Like I said, it's just, you know, we can get it in 24 hours with the application.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. And I'll check for your email.
Okay, perfect. I'll send it out to you right now, Kim.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.